Hello, everyone. I'm your moderator for this podcast, Amanda Bellby with Neurology Consultant. I'm joined today by Dr. Marcel Dadi, who is an associate scientist and leader of the SNPRC Regenerative Medicine and Aging Unit at the Southwest National Primate Research Center at the Texas Biomedical Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas. He has more than 20 years of experience in stem cell research. Today, he will be talking about his research on dopaminergic neurons for treating Parkinson's disease. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Dadi.
Thank you. I'm glad to be in here.
Can you tell us more about your research on dopaminergic neurons, specifically in Parkinson's disease?
Yeah. So my research on movement disorder a long time ago when I was doing my PhD as a student in France, I was conducting basic research on the trying to understand the sensory motor mechanism that control the movement. And after I completed my PhD, I moved to Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and that's why I did training in stem cells. This was in the mid-90s when I joined one of the very few labs in the world that at that time were developing technologies to isolate neural stem cells. Soon after I came as a postdoc, I discovered how to differentiate a neural stem cell. So a neural stem cell, it's a cell in the brain that have the ability to generate other cell types. And this was a discovery in that lab that I joined that was in the early 90s. It was against the dogma that brain cells have the ability to give rise to other type of brain cells. It's because we used to think that brain cells, they are fixed, they can't regenerate. And at that time, this was a big finding and was published in a high impact journal. So when I saw this finding, I thought about how these neural stem cells can be used for certain neurological disorders. And since I have training in movement disorder, we thought about Parkinson's disease. And Parkinson's disease, as you may know, is caused by the death of the dopamine neurons. So that's how I get into the project to start from a neural stem cell, which is a cell that it's basically is kind of flexible. It can become any type of the brain cell, as long as you give these cells the right clues and the right cues and you'll be able to manipulate them to become specific type cells. So that was my project, and then to make these dopamine neurons from neural stem cells. And just to go back to the neural stem cell, because it's so critical to understand what it is and how we define a cell as a neural stem cell. It has to meet a certain criteria before we can call a cell a neural stem cell. And this criteria is basically the ability to proliferate and to generate a large number of progeny. So a stem cell, what it does when it divides, it gives rise to another copy of herself and also gives rise to progenies, which can go ahead and become other type of neurons. And then those progeny, they can differentiate and become any type of cell in the brain. And there is really three major cell types in the brain, which can become either a neuron or an astrocyte or an oligodendrocyte. Then one of the key abilities of the neural stem cell is to regenerate tissue. So all the stem cells, we have stem cells around in different organs in our body. For example, there are some skin stem cells in our skin. So once you get a cut, you have a healing process, and then you are back to normal. In the brain, a little bit similar, but not completely, because it's a little bit more complex for a stem cell to reconstitute a neuronal network that was damaged by accidents or by neurodegenerative disease. And that's really something that we want to address. There is a little bit of a healing process. It's mostly a scar in the brain, but does not reconstitute exactly what was lost to an injury or disease. So that's one of the reasons that we are very interested to understand how these dopamine neurons die and how age affects these, the resiliency of this type of neuron and what makes them susceptible to death or disease.
How has your research contributed to the current and future treatments for Parkinson's disease? What treatments are currently being studied?
We are very interested in understanding these dopamine neurons, how they die and age affect them, and their resiliency and the type of neurons, and what makes them susceptible to death or disease. So to answer this question, we developed a specific in vitro assay in a dish and also in vivo model, which are animal model. And the in vitro model is fascinating because we can take a blood sample or other cells from the body and take that from a Parkinsonian patient, for example, and turn these adult somatic cells into a pluripotent stem cells. So what does it mean, a pluripotent stem cell? It means that it can generate any cells of the body, including neural stem cells, and finally into dopamine neuron. So since these cells are derived from a patient with Parkinson's disease, we can model the disease in a dish. And we are currently actually deriving quite a few cell lines here in, we are trying to establish a repository of stem cells from a donor patient in our community in here. And we have been studying the disease cells at a very specific level, which is a single cell, in order to discover new pathways. So my research is contributing to the current and future treatment for Parkinson's disease by developing really authentic stem cell-based system and preclinical animal model to understand and develop optimal therapeutic strategies. For example, we recently reported a detailed description of a non-human primate, because we are in a national primate center, a non-human primate model of Parkinson's disease, which emulates the various symptoms of Parkinson's disease, including motor symptoms and non-motor symptoms that we see in patients. So this is important because so far, various approaches, including gene therapy or stem cell therapy that are currently in development, they really address mostly the motor symptoms. They try to treat, for example, bradykinesia, tremor, so a patient will be able to move around, but not the non-motor symptoms. And we are hoping that these kinds of non-motor symptoms will be addressed in these cutting-edge technologies that are coming up, including gene therapy and stem cell therapy. So the use of a robust and authentic animal model to study this full range of symptoms will enable researchers to test this therapeutic for both safety and for the efficacy of all these critical disabilities for Parkinsonian patients suffer from. And this ideally would be tested before therapy gets to the market or become a standard of care. So we are very happy to have this kind of animal model here, and also other people that's working on this animal model and for developing these therapies for Parkinson's disease.
Dopamine loss contributes to Parkinson's disease. Is it possible to replenish dopaminergic neurons and therefore regenerate motor function in patients with Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and it's kind of almost like a dream question that started many, many years ago. So both preclinical and clinical data suggest that it's possible to transplant dopamine neuron into a specific part of the basal ganglia. It's a part of the forebrain when there is a denervation. And so these basal ganglia are affected by the disease and where dopamine innervation is needed. So this therapeutic strategy has been shown to improve motor symptoms in clinical studies performed using neurons that were derived from fetal aborted tissue. So in various countries, this was a really worldwide effort. In the US, in Canada, in the UK, and in Sweden, where it started. However, this source of neural cell poses multiple ethical and also practical problems. So I think scientists, they quickly trying to explore other sources of cells. And the optimal solution to this problem is these induced pluripotent stem cells. And is those cells that we can derive from any cells of the body, either skins or blood, and can manipulate and we can generate dopamine neurons from them, and then put them back into the brain of patient that has Parkinson's disease. So, however, so far the preclinical data, it's still a little bit limited, and there are a few hurdles to overcome to establish a safe and efficacious cell-based, stem cell-based therapy for Parkinson's disease. Nevertheless, there's really many great researchers actually that are worldwide developing this potential regenerative medicine for patients with Parkinson's disease. By putting this dopamine back, you basically replenish the dopaminergic loss. But we still really don't know how functional these dopamine neurons, once you put them back into the brain, how functional they are and how basically they connect with the host brain, how they talk to each other inside the brain. And this is something that we still really investigating and try to understand. And ideally, it would be nice and good to know before can go into the clinical arena and implanting cells into human. And one of the actually approach that we are very interested into in my lab is once you put this dopamine neuron into the brain, how functional they will be, and can we introduce, for example, a physiotherapy, for example, to take a full advantage of this therapeutic benefit of the stem cells. Because these stem cells are a little bit undifferentiated and somewhat immature. So once you put them into the brain, you have to give them signals to communicate with the host. And some of the signal could be a physiotherapy. A physiotherapy, which what it does, it recruits the area of the brain where the implanted dopamine neurons, and then you can engage the grafted cells into communication with the host. So this is something that we are very excited about and talking about in here in the SNPRC. And since we have some good model for Parkinson's disease, this is something that we would love to work on and to develop an optimal physiotherapy to enhance the stem cell regeneration of the brain, especially in a disease that affects the movement control.
What research questions surrounding Parkinson's disease do you ultimately want to answer in your career?
Among the questions that motivate me on a daily basis in how this disease gets into the brain and kills brain cells and change the neural circuit in our brain, and how we can correct and restore this neural circuit and regenerate the brain through various strategies, including stem cell manipulation, and as I talk to you, physiotherapy, and to give patients really their life back. It is truly a devastating disease, and we are tackling it with patient in mind, and which gives us tremendous energy and motivation. This means moving fast but forward to the clinic, but without compromising in the safety or in the efficacy of the treatment.
Thank you again for speaking with me, Dr. Dadi.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.